This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Join the live web class. Do you catch my drift? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Are you picking up what we're putting down? In today's episode, learn three new and playful ways to say that you understand. Plus, find out how to register for the free live web class coming up very soon. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, I'm excited for today's bonus episode because we have to let our listeners know about something very exciting that is happening soon. What is happening, Michelle?
Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to do another web class together.
Yeah, you and me together live with our listeners, with our students. They'll get to interact in the chat box. We're going to learn new things, Michelle. What are we going to be talking about in this live, free live web class?
We're going to talk about understanding things in English, right? Listening, understanding. This is a huge topic, guys. We want you to be more confident with these listening skills.
Yeah, it's so important. I mean, how can you really connect? We're all about connection, not perfection, but how can you possibly connect when you can't understand native speakers? That's where we're going to start with this. We're going to show you the mistakes you're making, what you're doing wrong, and more importantly, how to fix it. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Guys, yes. This is going to be huge. And Lindsay, we haven't been the two of us on a web class in a while. So I'm just excited to get to have that opportunity to work together in the web class again.
Me too.
And guys, it's just so fun because we're live with you guys. It's a different feel. We have a pre-party, all this stuff. So it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, make sure you guys sign up. Come for the pre-party because we hang out about an extra 5 minutes before you get to talk to us, you know, talk with us in the chat box. Let us know where you're coming in from. So guys, don't miss it. Michelle, where can they go to sign up, get on the list, and register?
Okay, guys, head on over to allearsenglish.com/understand.
Yes, we'll see you guys there. But today we're talking about this theme, Michelle, of understanding.
Right.
Because we need good ways to communicate if we do understand, if we get what someone is saying. Right?
Right. Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about unique ways, kind of very fun ways to show that you understand, or we'll talk about this, but it could even be used to ask someone if they understand. So these are really cool. I wanted to give you some unique ones. Lindsay, should we get into it? What's the first one?
Yeah, we're just going to go right into it, guys. Get ready to write these down because they are creative, native, and interesting. So here we go. All right, the first one is catch my drift, or to catch one's drift. What do we mean by drift?
What one is saying.
Yeah. It's like, I know. Normally the word drift is, it's a verb, right? And you could think of driftwood or something as drifting, just kind of floating. So I'm not sure how that worked itself into this expression, right?
Right, because it's making my drift is like a noun. So like to catch my drift, I mean, basically the drift part, it's like, oh, what I'm saying, or maybe even not what I'm saying, but maybe what I'm implying.
And that's super high level for our listeners, but we're ready to help you guys with that. We could do more episodes, Michelle, another day on how to get what someone is implying. Maybe not what the words are saying. That's huge. That's
a totally different thing. But this can be also used when you're in regular conversation. And we're going to show you this in just a second. But yeah, so you can say, catch my drift, or somebody might ask you, do you catch my drift? It's like, oh, do you get what I'm saying or what I'm trying to say? So I feel like this one's a little bit more kind of sneaky or a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's definitely unique. Lindsay, should we show our listeners how it's used?
Yep, guys, in today's episode, for each one, we're going to show you a short little role play because we know you love those role plays to really see how it's done. So, Michelle, go ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, here we go. All right. So, yeah, I think she may have left the company because of that, you know.
Ah, yeah, I catch your drift. Okay. You know, we don't know what that thing is, but it's an unspoken thing you and I both know, but we won't say it, right? Maybe it's some drama that happened or some relationship that went sour, right?
Right. Some secret that we don't feel right about maybe saying out loud. Maybe there are people around, right? Yes. But you're showing me. Oh, no, I do. I understand.
Yeah, I got it. I got you. I caught your drift, right? And do we use that, Michelle? That's a good question. Do we ever say, okay, I caught your drift? Or do we say, I'm catching your drift, or I catch your drift? More in the present.
Yeah. I honestly feel like it's most used mostly as a question, like, oh, do you catch my drift? That's how I hear it used the most, but I could hear it like this as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's more in I catch your drift. I wouldn't say I caught your drift or I have caught your drift or right. No, not so much. So keep it in the simple, you know, that simple present. Just catch your drift. And do you catch my drift? Yes. Got it. Boom. Yeah.
Exactly. The next one I love because I have a teacher who used to say this and it just made me laugh.
What kind of teacher? Like a high school teacher?
Yeah, a high school teacher.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So he was like one of my favorite teachers. Lindsay, cool what teacher. Is this expression?
Okay. Yeah. So the expression is picking up what you're putting down. So picking up what you're putting down. Yes.
Yeah. Have you heard this one?
Sure. I think it's cool. I'm surprised that you heard that in high school. I feel like it's kind of a trendy phrase right now. But
oh, do you really? Well, maybe he started that. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's just this, guys, think about it. It's like, I'm picking up what you're putting down. So it's like, I understand what you're saying. And it makes me laugh. I don't know why, because I guess it's this imagery and maybe just because I think of my teacher. But to be picking up what someone is putting down. So Lindsay, should we show how it's done?
Let's do it. Here we go. So if you get there at 3, I can meet you at 4. So I think that could work.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah, that works.
Okay, good. So is that the end of the role play, Michelle?
Yes, that's the next one is for the next one. Yes.
I'm reading our notes here and I'm getting confused. No, we're good.
I know. The spacing got all messed up when I pasted it in. Sorry about that. Anyway, guys.
Yeah, I think you're right, Michelle. I think that one is fun. It's playful. That's the key. We want you guys, you know, once you can start to increase your listening skills, now we can have fun with acknowledging that we understood something or we didn't. And these are playful ways to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. This one just makes me giggle. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down. It's like, I understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then the last one is just to say understood.
Yes. Very common, more objective, more clear. More useful in different contexts, work context, social context, right, Michelle? Family, at home, yeah.
Yeah, I think it could be useful in a lot of ways. And it could be, you know, understood about some implying something like, oh, understood. Or it could be directly understanding something that somebody just said. So, okay. For example, I could say, take a left, then a right, then two lefts and a right.
Understood. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, and there are other things we could say another day, you know, got it or I see. Right. But we won't go into those ones today. We're just sticking to these three because they're creative and fun.
Yeah. Right, Michelle? Exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
Exactly. Because we are going to have a creative and fun time on this web class.
Yeah. I mean, guys, you have to know what you're doing wrong when it comes to understanding. So you have the space in your mind to respond like this. You know, like I was thinking about that today. For some reason, I was thinking when I'm self-conscious, when I'm thinking about myself, I have no room in my head to be playful and engaging and creating a connection. So guys, we want you to be creating the connection, not feeling frozen and self-conscious about what you're saying or the mistakes you're making. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, exactly. Don't freeze up. We just want you to leave this web class with this new confidence in your listening skills and your ability to understand and build those relationships, build those connections.
Exactly. It's such a good time to do it, Michelle, because it's September. Everyone is getting back to it. You know, we're off of our summer or winter vacations. If you're in Australia, for example, we are back to it. We're back to our desk. We're getting ready to engage and study and get serious, guys. So this is the place to come to kick off your fall study. So go to allearsenglish.com/understand to sign up, and we'll see you guys live on the web class. Awesome.
Yes. Do we give the dates?
Yeah. When are the dates, Michelle? They may want to know that.
The dates are Saturday, September 18th and Tuesday, September 21st. So we hope to see you there.
Exactly. When you guys go to that link, you'll be able to check the time in your local time. So choose the date you want, you know, the 18th or the 21st. And then on the next page, it will display in your local time, wherever you're opening that browser. Sometimes students get confused of when is the web class, because we say the New York time.
Yeah. Right?
But it's in your local time. Okay. So
time zones can get me all confused.
Exactly. So you got to go to that site, click through, choose your date, and then find the time in your local time. All right. Great. Okay, Michelle. I'm very excited.
Well, I will see you there.
All right. We'll see you there, Michelle. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.